California's energy crisis has taken another turn for the worse. Pacific Gas and Electric, the state's biggest utility, has filed for bankruptcy. PG&E supplies power to 13 million people in northern and central California. It is the latest and largest victim of the state's failed experiment with electricity deregulation. The filing has no immediate effect on customers. The lights remain on in California. But as Scott Horsley of member station KPBS in San Diego reports, the utility's action is likely to mean many more months of uncertainty.
California's energy crisis has now done what neither the Great Depression nor the San Francisco earthquake could. It's broken the bank of Pacific Gas and Electric and sent the 96-year-old utility scurrying for protection in federal bankruptcy court. The utility has run up billions of dollars in debts over the last year as soaring wholesale energy costs outstripped retail electric rates. Utility Chairman Robert Glenn told a conference call yesterday he hopes a bankruptcy judge will find a solution that so far has eluded the governor and state regulators.
Our action is taken in the context of a company that has been raising the crisis flag on this subject since last summer, a company that has been in negotiations with various representatives of the governor and the state since last November. And in the last month, the best that could be said is that those negotiations have gone nowhere.
California Governor Gray Davis was surprised by the utility's move. Davis was in San Diego yesterday to deliver an energy conservation award to an elementary school. But as has happened so often in recent months, the governor found events racing ahead of him as his carefully staged managed event was upstaged by the PG&E announcement.
I was very disappointed in that. I want to stress this one fact. PG&E put itself into bankruptcy. No creditor pushed them. They decided on their own initiative to go in. We had been working for weeks and weeks on negotiations that we thought were fair to the consumers and fair to PG&E.
The last straw may have come Thursday night, when Davis went on statewide television to defend his handling of the energy crisis and to spell out his plans for a resolution. While the governor acknowledged for the first time that some increase in consumer electric rates is needed, Steve Fetter of the Fitch Credit Rating Service says the speech apparently wasn't enough to satisfy PG&E.
The feeling was that it was going to be a major change of direction in a positive way, and in some ways I think it was a letdown, and PG&E decided they would pull the plug on the utility.
Yesterday, Davis promised to accelerate his efforts to work out a rescue plan for two other troubled utilities, Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric. But Fetter says PG&E's move may have short-circuited a key element of that plan, in which the state was to purchase the transmission lines of all three companies.
With Pacific Gas and Electric's assets now all going into the federal bankruptcy forum, I'd say all bets are off as to the purchase of SoCal Edison's transmission at this point. And so it complicates the governor's dealings with that utility.
For Pacific Gas and Electric and its customers, bankruptcy does provide a measure of protection. Electric wholesalers and gas suppliers cannot unilaterally cut off service to PG&E. But bankruptcy attorney Charles Tattelbaum says those creditors can still seek some relief of their own from the bankruptcy judge.
Every vendor is going to knock at the court's door asking that they get some type of guarantee that they will be paid in the future. Just because they can't turn off the nozzle does not mean that they can't go in there and say, we want some deposit or something to guarantee we will be paid.
Stock in the parent companies of all three California utilities tumbled yesterday. Moody's Investor Service lowered the outlook on the state's own bond rating, giving California an economic black eye to match its electric blackouts. Fitch's Fetter says all of this would have been nearly unimaginable before wholesale electric rates soared less than a year ago.
If you were to ask a knowledgeable person in California, what would be the chances of Pacific Gas and Electric filing for bankruptcy a year from now, they probably would have laughed in your face. Unfortunately, rather than a lot of laughing, there's probably a lot of crying going on.
For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.